Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 8th of July of the year 2020, exactly 2 days after the 6th of July and 4 days before the 12th of July. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity dick deflector and self-help guru, Tiff Stevenson. Welcome back to the show.
Hello. Hi, thank you for calling me a guru. It's high time.
Well, coming up today, our top story will be a social media platform tour, and our tour guide will be the eminent Tiff Stevenson. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, it's always nice when the news becomes the news for a reason other than a sex scandal. The glitch in the space-time continuum that has been coming out of the Last Post email address has been confirmed by scientists and our administrative staff as a passage into an alternate universe. We have begun negotiations behind the scene and will keep you updated as to what that universe might look like and whether we can achieve two-way communication and find out what's going on over there. Tiff, have you been following this story about the glitch in the space-time continuum?
No, I haven't, but it would explain a lot of the stuff that's been going wrong with my life.
Well, since the 1st of January this year, we've been receiving reports that there's something going very wrong with the Last Post email inbox, and it turns out that, in fact, it is a glitch in the space-time continuum. You'd have thought it was something to do with the program, but it's actual legit space-time continuum warp. I'm very excited to see what happens next.
That's also why I haven't paid my council tax bill yet. I think due to that same glitch. Does that hold up in a court of law? Just asking.
I am almost certain not, but I'm very excited about the idea of an alternate universe and I wonder what it looks like. Meanwhile, and not unrelatedly, a conglomerate of international scientists have come out in a recent internationally streamed Zoom conference to say that quantum physics is still mind-bendingly weird after months of talks. While many scientists disagree even on widely held consensuses like climate change or whether women are good, every scientist in the world has signed a paper agreeing that quantum physics is a mind f*** and anyone who pretends to actually understand it is either lying or a space worm. And in competitive Coney Island hot dog eating news, Californian Joey Jaws Chestnut has won the men's division for the 13th time, eating 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes. But without a crowd, he says he feels unsettlingly like what he just did was less of an achievement and more a terrible thing that nobody should do to their body, to the very idea of nutrition, or in the face of the concept of world hunger. "We don't have a shitting competition," Mr. Chestnut said, wonderingly staring into the middle distance. Mr. Chestnut's statements were violently refuted by Mr. Tango, the instigator of the world's first competitive shitting competition.
That was more a cry for help. If there's no one there and you're doing a hot dog eating competition, it's more of a cry for help, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a cry for help from the hot dogs, I imagine. That's all the time we have for the headlines of news stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now because you can't be what you can't buy. Are you the sassy best friend in the midst of an 80s prom night showdown when Brad, the insensitive jock who's humiliated you, goes to interfere with the romantic moment of your best friend and his teen crush, Sandra, the head of the cheerleading team with a heart of gold? You want to shame Brad so he can no longer exercise the power of his muscled charisma over the suggestible minds of your weirdly old-looking for 16-year-old cohort. Try humbling Brad by deliberately spilling half a glass of water down the front of his pants so it looks like he's wet himself. Brad the jock will never regain the respect of his peers after this one moment of public ridicule. He'll spend the rest of his life meditating on the fickleness of fame and probably be a better person for it. And though in this moment he believes he will never forgive you, one day you'll look back on it together and laugh. Half a glass of water, the sassy best friend's best friend.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today is a social media platform tour. With the proliferation of social media platforms, particularly in lockdown, it's becoming a maze that is difficult to negotiate. Tiff Stevenson, you're our social media platform correspondent. What's going on in the world of social media platforms right now?
I'm the platform correspondent. I'm the no platform correspondent. I'm the wearing platforms correspondent. Yes, social media news. Well, the great cancellation wars of 2020 are still raging. Cancel culture has tried to cancel itself and failed as it's still going. I think Twitter is due to become self-aware at any point now, like Skynet, and appear naked in Silicon Valley searching for Jack Dorsey.
Appearing in Silicon Valley going, I need your clothes, your boots, and your Uber login code.
Yeah, I like the idea of Twitter just... Yeah, it was worth it. A naked little Tweety bird, that's how it appears in an orb, asking for Uber codes, searching for Jack Dorsey. And like the T-1000, it has the ability to shapeshift into any user of Twitter that ever existed. So that's a terrifying future.
So an egg then?
Mostly just an egg or a flag or a football top. It has the ability to change into those three forms till it finds Jack Dorsey and kills him. And then we are in the rise of the social media rather than the rise of the machines. I've tried to sign up for Parler, but it asked for my allegiances, then said my phone would burn up after reading it, like in Mission Impossible. I'm joking. I haven't tried to sign up, but I have seen it described as the Fox News of apps, so I've sort of just left it. But I did finally break and join TikTok. So which country owns my data now? Is it China? I think it's China. I think I feel like my gran must have felt when I handed her my Tamagotchi, just upset and confused. I'm trying to navigate my way around it, but having been on there, I do think that this app is causing teenagers to have too much confidence in their terrible dance routines, in their ability to lip sync, and think it's entertaining. So, yeah.
Well, little do they know that the TikTok is a new TikTok every day. You think it's called TikTok every day, but it's actually a new TikTok, and each TikTok is counting down to the end of time.
Like a big clock, a doomsday clock of TikTok. Also, I can tell you that on TikTok, there's somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper meme. Is still going strong. Do you know this meme? Somebody come get her. She dancing like a stripper. It's a little song. That's the song.
Saying it more slowly in an American accent doesn't.
Well, I was singing it for you just in case you recognize the tune, if not the lyrics. Somebody come get her, she dancing like a stripper. So it's a little bit of singing that has been applied to various clips of things like cats shuffling across carpets because they look like they're dancing like strippers. And the one that I saw most recently had someone had painted Tina Belcher from Bob's Burgers on their nose with the butt sort of facing outwards. And then they'd stuck a pencil up their nose to wiggle it about to look like she was booty dancing to Somebody Come Get Her, which was very funny, but in no way an actual life skill.
I mean, look, most of the strippers I've known have been way better dancers than I am, so I can't critique this meme.
But but it was funny to see someone stick a pencil up their nose and then pretend their nose was a butt and make it dance. I just don't know what you're going to do with it in actual life. You know, it's not a skill that you can use anywhere else. But isn't that most of social media? Just pointless detritus in the floating waste that is lockdown life.
I can always count on you, Tiff, to bring a breath of fresh, positive air into this hallowed podcast. The bleak winds of Tiff.
I think Paul would call them something other than bleak, my winds, but we'll leave that there. It's a family show.
It is a family show. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story for today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and sidekick du jour, that's you today, Tiff.
Oh, it's French. It's French me.
You're French you. What happened to episode 187? When I did not see it in my podcast feed this morning, I feared you might have been abducted by the octopus tribes of New Zealand. Again, this like relentless vilification of the octopus tribes of New Zealand. It's a shameful thing. We have, as so far, heard nothing bad about them. To be fair, we've only heard vaguely sinister things, but so far I'm willing to reserve judgment because there is no proof. I envisioned a predicament like that of female in a 1930s space opera. Once I saw that episode 188 had been released, I realized this could not be the case. Have you been shanghaied by Bob the Sentient Trash Island to help him with his presidential campaign? Where is episode 187? Is it like the tale of the giant rat of Sumatra, a tale for which the world is not yet ready? Regards and good luck to you, Christopher. Danny. Thank you for this letter, Danny. And this is not a wildly stupid letter, because I'm assuming... Tiff, this is very exciting. I'm assuming this is a letter that has come from the alternate universe.
Ah, right. Okay.
So here in this universe, in the real world, obviously 187 came out as usual, was nominated for a Walkley Award, went out on all the terrestrial radio stations, as it usually does, is in its syndicated release, appeared on, you know, morning television, and, you know, I did the general tour. So that was a very normal episode that definitely appeared in this universe. But apparently it was not present, episode 187, in this alternate universe. So I'm excited to find out what happens next on that.
Is it a leap year in the alternate universe?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. What about the crack in the space-time continuum?
Well, I don't know what the crack in the space-time continuum is. I'm not sure if I should be looking at it straight on or if that's rude to the crack in the space-time continuum.
Is it a crack?
We're still figuring this out.
Is it a crack? Is it a split? Is it a glitch? Oh, it was a glitch. They all sound rude. I'm not going to lie. They all sound too sexual for the space-time continuum.
I mean, glitch has never sounded sexy to me before, but now in your mouth, the euphonious syllables ring through to the core of my being. Thank you for sending your letter in, Danny. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, presuming you're in the right dimension, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time. Your guest today on the podcast was Tiff Stevenson. Tiff, have you got anything to plug?
Sure. Why don't you watch my show on Next Up on the 18th of July? I shall be doing an hour of something. Who knows what? It could be an old show. I might do a new show. You know, I don't know how many of the old jokes are relevant now in this lockdown world that's easing slowly, excruciatingly and painfully, with all the aspects of society coming back apart from me being able to do my job. So, you know, it'll be upbeat.
It'll be upbeat. It'll be that wind of positivity that we like. The bleak wind of TIFF positivity. If you did enjoy TIFF on today's episode, you can go back to episode 151 or 154 to hear more of her brilliant work. Thank you for listening. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The next up comedy series that TIFF is doing, I will also be doing on the 23rd of July, so look that up. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter, as they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.